The ongoing issue has been people parking there all day long, and businesses have been saying to me that their clients can't get access to the, to their business because people are using it for long-term parking. And I think the best solution is probably just to introduce pay and display there. We've discussed it before. It was suggested that there would be pay and display, but there seems to be some confusion about that now, and they're basically telling us that we need another motion to do that, and if that's what's needed, maybe we'll do that next month. But I think there seems to be a consensus in the room today that that is the way to go.
Now, it has come to the fore numerous times before, and they have, the council, initiated, I suppose, enforcements there to tackle people parking on double yellow lines, but do you believe that doesn't really go far enough?
Well, what's coming to me, Catherine, is that it's still being raised. The council are saying they're enforcing that more now and that's working, but people are still coming to me and telling me that lack and slaying is a problem, so I'm taking them at their word that the enforcement isn't strong enough, isn't working well enough. So I think we have the option there of using pay and display, so why not try that if that's what's needed.